So you're a British singer, highly regarded by mainstream media, although what you do is what nobody else does, which is your music is about Polish history. What made you choose this musical artistic avenue?
Well, it really started 5 years ago when I wrote a song for my third album, Coquette. It was called Commander's Car, and it told the amazing and daring escape from Auschwitz concentration camp by a Polish Boy Scout called Kazimierz Piechowski. He was at the time just 20 years old, and he had been imprisoned in the camp. And he escaped in the commander's car with three fellow political prisoners. I didn't know he was alive, and when I found out that he was alive, I had to go to Poland to meet him. I was compelled to give him my song and see who this person was. And from there, my adventure into finding out about my Polish roots and Polish history started, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey of discovery.
And how did he react to your song?
Kazimierz was really, really pleased that somebody had been inspired by his story and could create something that would not only tell the story from a new and fresh point of view, but also engage with the younger generation, you know, so that his story had a chance to have a future.
And how was the story? Because you said he escaped from Auschwitz.
In 1939, 1st of September, the Germans invaded Poland, the Westerplatte in Gdansk, and Kazimierz and his family lived in a place called Szczew, which is 30 kilometres away from Gdansk. And it took the Germans 4 days to reach his town. And when they reached his town, they started to execute the intelligentsia of the town, the people who were the patriots in the main square. And they included priests, teachers, civil servants, doctors, lawyers, and scouts. And Kazimierz was an Eagle Scout at the time. He was highly patriotic, being born in 1919, just after Poland had achieved its independence after 123 years of being partitioned. And so he was part of a generation that were very strongly supportive of their Poland, newly independent country. So he escaped, but then he was caught by the Gestapo a few days later and then sent to a series of, I think it was about nine German prisons until he was transported on the second transport to Auschwitz on the 20th of June, 1940. Kazimierz escaped actually to the day 2 years later on the 20th of June, 1942, and he managed to put a plan together with the help of Witold Pilecki and the Polish Underground Resistance Force, which were actually in operation in Auschwitz, as well as outside, and with the Armia Krajowa, the Polish Home Army. And with three political prisoners, they managed to procure the use of the commander's car, because one of the prisoners was the mechanic of this car, and they managed to acquire SS uniforms, must dress themselves in SS uniforms, get in the car and drive away. But again, it's something that always haunts anybody who's been a prisoner in Auschwitz. If they managed to escape, only 144 people managed to escape from this dreadful, notorious German concentration camp. And 1.1 million people perished there. So there were 3,000 Third Reich concentration camps created on Polish soil.
Each of your songs has been inspired by a true story of World War II. What are the real stories behind them?
Passport was a direct response to all the information that Kazimierz had talked to me about when I met him. And he told me about the time after his escape when he joined the Polish partisans, Armia Krajowa, the Polish Home Army. And a lot of the songs are love stories about people either losing their loved ones or not being able to return to their loved ones because of the crisis of war. Mała Little Flower was an incredible story. I actually found a book on the street where I live. It had been thrown away, and it was called In My Hands, biography by a lady called Irena Gut-Opdijk. And she was 17 years old when the Second World War began and became a slave of the Germans when they invaded Poland, managed to save 12 of her friends from slaughter in the ghetto by hiding them in the basement of an SS man's house. She is honoured in Yad Vashem. There's a really sad twist to this tale because she had to look after this house every day, and the Jewish ladies would help her clean the house. But one day the SS man, the SS officer, came back and found the Jewish ladies in the house, and he threatened to murder them all. The only way Irena could stop him from doing this was to become his concubine, which, as you can imagine, being a 17-year-old girl or 18-year-old girl with an old SS officer must have been a very, very difficult and unpleasant scenario. She managed to save her friends, put them and hide them in a porcelain cart and take them to the woods. And they joined the underground resistance movement in Poland. And after the war, she was reunited with them. And when they heard that she had to be a concubine, they said that they would have rather be dead than have her do that. But she said it was a small price to pay to save her friends. And my song, My Little Flower, is inspired by the day before her wedding day to one of the Polish Home Army officers, Janek Rydler. He died in action on her wedding day. So she never got to see him. Her pseudonym in the Polish Home Army was Mauer, which is why my song is called Mauer Little Flower.
What is so fascinating about Polish history for you personally?
Being a British person and being born in Great Britain, what's so fascinating about this history is that really it isn't known at all in Western history books. There's only a few books really dedicated to the situation of the Second World War experience on the Eastern Front, especially in Poland. And yet Poland was Britain's only ally for the first 2 years of the war. And at the end of the war, it was the third largest military allied coalition force after USA and UK. And yet so little information has been shared about the situation in Poland. And when we find out about it, we find out these incredible facts, these incredible freedom fighters. And we find out just how brave the Polish people were. And these Polish people, I mean people who were fighting in the largest European and probably world resistance force. And these people spanned all religions and, in fact, all countries, because I've just found out that an African jazz drummer from Nigeria was part of the Polish resistance movement. So lots of very interesting people were fighting for the freedom of Poland. And what's so fascinating is that Poland really contributed hugely to world peace of the 20th century. And yet, not many people know about that, or that information hasn't been shared.
From the British point of view, what would it be like if you were to put it in points? What are the most important contributions, in your opinion?
If we start from the beginning of the Second World War, I mean, the Poles were invaded on the 1st of September 1939 by the Germans, and on the 17th of September 1939 by the Soviet Union, and were left to fight. They were the first people to fight during the Second World War, right from the beginning, or even before the war began. The Poles were instrumental in trying to help with the war effort. You know, 5 months prior to the war beginning, the Polish Cipher Bureau, for instance, gave the blueprints of what would then become the biggest intelligence, the secret intelligence information for instance, deciphering the Enigma machine ciphers. In 1938, Marian Rajewski, a Polish mathematician and cryptologist, designed a machine called Bomba, which was the first machine to decipher Enigma machine ciphers, which obviously helped with tremendously with the war effort. But not only that, which I actually wrote a song about, but, you know, if we go step by step, you know, we have 1940, you know, the Battle of Britain, and the battle for the freedom of the West would not have been won without the contribution of the 303 Squadron and all the Polish Air Force pilots that fought alongside the British Air Force pilots, the Royal Air Force pilots. 12% of Luftwaffe were shot down, and this happened pretty much at the end of the battle, which was an amazing triumph. And then you have, you know, the slaves of Stalin. You see, on the 17th of September 1939, when the Soviet Union attacked Poland, because it happened because Hitler and Stalin made a pact called the Molotov-Ribbentrop Agreement, which basically split Poland in two between Hitler and Stalin. 2 million Polish, innocent Polish people were transported, kidnapped from their homes and stolen by Stalin to be part of a mass slave labour force across the USSR. Those people who were slaves of Stalin ended up joining the British forces in this is a very quick history of Poland, in Persia and Iran, having been freed reluctantly by Stalin when Germany attacked Russia in 1941. There was a Majdanek-Sikorsky agreement. In 1941, Stalin reluctantly allowed the Poles to leave the gulags, these slaves of Stalin, as they were, and they ended up becoming part of the British forces and fighting with the British. And their great triumphs included, you know, the Battle of Monte Cassino in 1944, which was a Polish victory and which opened the road to Rome and pretty much changed the way the war was leading until that point in 1944. And you had the troops on the ground, forces who were amazing, including General Maciek, one of the biggest commanders of the Second World War. His troops, the 1st Polish Armoured Division, Pierwsza Dywizja Pancerna, they pretty much helped to liberate France, closed the fallow's pocket, and chased, I think, around 14 SS Weimar squadrons away. And also, I know that liberated the Netherlands, because the people in the Netherlands, including Breda, honour General Maciek to this day. Polish contribution towards world peace during Second World War was mammoth, and they're just a few examples. Huge military presence that we have to remain really proud and honoured to be learning about now.
Why do you think your music resonates so well with different audiences, not just Poles?
What's fascinating about creating music inspired by the post-Second World War experience is that with the topics in my songs, they're often connected with exile or loss of country or loss of passport or refugee status. Basically, anybody in the world who has experienced even loss of love can understand the feeling of loss. And so then my songs, although inspired by Poland, are not just for the Polish nation or Polonia, the Polish diaspora abroad, but actually are for the world. And I've had some incredible responses. For instance, I've had responses from people in Mexico, Costa Rica, Afghanistan. I've had a young girl from Syria write to me on Facebook to say that she was really inspired by my song, My Little Flower, which really, really moved me. It was a very moving moment to receive this. And she said that the song she was singing, and it helped her get through that day in the war. And that meant so much to me, because I realised that music has the power to communicate over war lines and to people, and it's a very human thing. Also, the music that I made, I really think represents a Poland that we should remember, which was the Poland, I guess, pre-1795. It was in 1795 Poland was erased off the map of Europe. It was partitioned three ways until 1918. And so before 1795, it was a very tolerant place to live. You know, many people came to seek refuge in Poland. In fact, the Jewry of Europe was in Poland at this point. Also, 50,000 Scottish people were saved. I also heard from a professor at the Jagiellonian University that even homosexuals went to Poland to seek refuge and were not brutalized in other countries. So this was a very, very tolerant and forward-thinking country. It was the second country in the world to have a constitution. So, yeah, I was thinking it's an incredibly amazing example of tolerance.
You go to Poland quite a lot now, right?
I am completely in love with Poland, and the idea of being with Polish people really excites me because I haven't had a lot of contact with Poland in my lifetime. And so in the past 5 years, it's just been a complete exciting and joyful journey to get to know Polish people of Polish descent and people who live in Poland, and to discover what is pretty much half of my gene pool.
And what are your dreams and plans?
I would really love to play concerts across the whole of the world to the Polish diaspora abroad and bring in other nationalities to the concerts and share my music to many, many different people across the planet. And I would hope that by sharing the wonderful stories from such a brave nation, that we can experience harmony and unity and see that fighting for what is right and fighting for honour and sacrificing yourself for the good of others is a worthwhile thing. And I think that's what Polish history is really resonates a lot with people.